I don't know about you boys and girls, but I love sport. Does anybody here like sport? Everybody? Really good. There's one particular sport I really love, and I really love playing it. Who thinks to know what that sport would be?
Football.
Football. You're right. Now, who's the most important player on the football team, do you think?
Goalkeeper.
You are right. Very, very smart people. There's our verse. We should have started with that. So we'll say it first before we go any further, will we? Okay, we'll get the mums and dads to help. I think we should, okay. We'll say it after two. All together, you help out there, please, mums and dads. Okay, after two. One, two. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield on the horn of salvation. On my high tower. That's a very difficult verse, isn't it? But anyway, back to the goalkeeper. God's going to bring a goalkeeper up. Look at that. And you know, boys and girls, football wasn't invented when the Lord Jesus was a wee boy. But if football had been about in those days, all those years ago, I think he would have been a goalkeeper. Do you know why? Because he's the most important man on the team. Isn't that right? And I've got some equipment in my kit bag, and I'm going to show you what the goalkeeper uses, and I think we can learn some lessons about the Lord Jesus from our equipment. And I've got my kit bag here. What's the first thing you need if you're going to play football?
Shin
guards. No, not the first thing we're going to need. Something on down a wee bit from your shins.
Shoes.
Shoes, well, yes, that's right. They're special shoes, aren't they? Let me get my bag open. Football boot, isn't it? What's special about a football boot? You can play on the grass. What's these things here?
Wee
spikes. Wee studs. And they're special trainers. They're just like training shoes, only they've got special studs on them. And them special studs dig into the ground and they help you stay up on your feet when the pitch is all wet and mucky, and they give you a sure footing. And when I thought of that and I thought of our verse, I thought that that's the rock in our verse that we've just read. That's what the Lord Jesus offers us this morning. He offers a sure footing in life. Well, what's another piece of equipment that's already been mentioned? Rand's already had it. If I can find it, what is it? The shin guards. That there. It's very hard. And where does that go up here? Where does it go, Rand? Just down there, that's right. And we put those on when we're playing football. Very, very important piece of equipment so we don't get hurt. Way years ago, before it became one of the rules of the game that you had to wear these, I used to didn't wear them. And I used to have to hobble into Sunday school on a Sunday morning. And my legs were black and blue and they're all cut because I wasn't wearing these shin guards. And these shin guards protect your legs from getting kicked, getting cut, and getting bruised and sore. When I thought about that, I thought about the shield in our verse. And that's what the Lord Jesus offers us today as well. He offers us protection, boys and girls. Protection from all the nasty things that can come our way in life. So that's the boots and that's the shin pad. But you're all players use them, but what's the special thing that goalkeepers use? Now let's see somebody else over here. Yes, Carly. The goalie gloves, that's right. These are all very clever. There's a goalie glove. Do you feel that? Do you feel that? There's a special glove. They're not just mittens, sure they're not. They're clean. They're all sticky. They're special gloves. They're supposed to be sticky. Because when the goalkeeper puts these on, he's putting these on so that when he goes to catch the ball, it doesn't slip, it doesn't squirm out of his grasp. He's got it. And when I thought about that, I thought about, well, that's like the security in our verse, like the fortress, big strong fortress. When the Lord Jesus has got you, and if you are one of the Lord Jesus' children, he's got you in his hand. The Bible says that my Father has you in his hand and there's nobody can pluck you out of it. So remember when the goalkeeper, he catches the ball, he pulls it into his chest, and there's no big centre forward going to come in and knock it out of it. It's secure, and that's what he's offering you today. There's one more piece of equipment we're going to look at. You've been looking at my bag, Steve-O, I think. I know you have. What do you think it would be? What makes the goalkeeper really stand out? Anybody else? Well, Steve, you said?
A goalie glove.
No, I've said the goalie gloves.
His
uniform. Well, it's sort of his uniform.
A shirt,
that's right. And I've got a shirt with me. That's really bright, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look at that. There's nobody, not too many of those running about you, there's not. The goalkeeper's really different. When I thought about the shirt, and I thought about the shirt being different, I thought about salvation. And I thought, well, when boys and girls and mums and dads become Christians, well, they're different. They're different from all the other boys and girls who aren't Christians, because they have got the Lord Jesus in their hearts. And that's what being a Christian's all about. It's being different from those people that are still in the world. Well, boys and girls, that's all very well. We've looked at the boots, and we've looked at the shin pads. The boots talk about stability. The shin pads talk about protection. The gloves are security, they're safety. And the shirt talks about salvation. But if you want all of those things in your life, what's the one thing you have to do? The answer's on the shirt.
Number one.
You've got to make the Lord Jesus your number one. Not football, not your job, or your friends or your family. You've got to make the Lord Jesus your number one. Because, boys and girls, another reason why the Lord Jesus would have been a goalkeeper? Because being a goalkeeper is all about what? What's a goalkeeper all about doing?
Saving the goal.
Saving the ball from going into the goal. Preventing the goals, isn't that right? Well, the Lord Jesus came, and he came to make the greatest save of all. He came to save boys and girls, and men and women, like you and me, so one day we may be going to heaven. Will you remember that? Will you make Jesus your number one?